Romaria T. Watts isn't your average thief. She's a professional who navigates Manhattan's criminal underworld with practiced skill, stealing to pay off her debt to crime boss Viggo Korsakov. During what should have been a routine heist at the Metropolitan Museum's charity gala, everything changes when she meets Sophie, a mysterious redhead who knows too much about T's past in foster care. After refusing Sophie's job offer, T finds herself dragged to Korsakov's warehouse, only to discover everyone there brutally murdered. Sophie emerges from the shadows with blood on her hands and an ultimatum: help save her husband or die. At Sophie's ancient Belgian castle, the impossible becomes reality when Sophie reveals supernatural powers, producing flames from her fingertips and a twisted black horn that gleams with otherworldly energy. The ritual that follows is both beautiful and horrifying. Sophie plunges the horn into T's heart while chanting in an ancient language. As darkness claims her, T's last vision is of her own body arranged beside Sophie's perfectly preserved husband, their blood mingling in elaborate patterns on the stone floor. When consciousness returns, T finds herself in an alien world with two moons hanging in the sky. More shocking still, she's wearing a wedding dress and inhabiting the body of Princess Romaria of Iberis, who has just assassinated the King and Queen of Islor during what was meant to be a peacemaking wedding ceremony. Two millennia ago, the elven kingdom of Iberis ushered in a golden age that ended when Princess Isla fell for Aelil, an elemental sent by Malachi, the fate of fire. Their forbidden romance became tragic when Malachi granted Aelil immortality with an unquenchable thirst for human blood, a curse that spread as Aelil bit Isla, who created more blood-hungry immortals. The four creator deities, Malachi, fire, Ayofi, water, Amenadav, earth, and Vinlila, air, responded with devastating fury. Amenadav split the continent with the Great Rift, while Ayofi's tempests and Vinlila's winds destroyed cities and ancient forests. King Pholen and Queen Rian banished their daughter and all infected immortals south of the Great Rift behind a magical wall. In exile, Isla and Aelil founded Islor, establishing human blood tributes to immortal nobility. Magic operates through elemental affinities, with gifted individuals connecting to one or more elements. Despite the curse, elven immortals retain these connections alongside their superhuman strength and eternal thirst. The arranged marriage between Princess Romaria and King Xander, exchanging Islor's food for Ybarris's magic and workers, was destroyed by assassination. Islor's society depends on human servitude, with ear cuffs marking ownership. The most desirable serve noble houses after being purchased on presenting day. Tributaries must marry and reproduce by their mid-20s or face being sold. Without caring keepers, many work until exhaustion, while the elderly are discarded to the rookery, a slum for former slaves. King Xander secretly envisions equality between immortals and humans, but faces opposition from nobles like Lord Adley, who profits from selling human children. With his brother Atticus coveting the throne and Queen Nelina attacking from across the Great Rift, Xander's position is threatened. After Romaria saves Princess Annika from drowning and defeats another Tar using water magic, she gains political value. Xander suggests maintaining their engagement facade to project unity while investigating his parents' murder. Throughout her time in Islor, Romaria struggles with identity. Sophie's ring creates an illusion, making her appear as Princess Romaria. Removing it reveals a stranger with angular features and pale blue eyes. Romaria's relationship with King Xander evolves from antagonistic to meaningful. Initially believing she murdered his parents, he gradually shows compassion, teaching children combat, knowing servants' names, and envisioning a more equitable society. When he removes her power-suppressing cuffs, explaining she's doing everything wrong and yet everything right, trust begins forming. Their physical attraction deepens into passion, both questioning if their feelings are genuine or fate-manipulated. When Xander discovers her otherworldly origin, his betrayal is profound. Yet circumstances force continued cooperation, especially after learning a prophecy that their union will bring peace to both realms. Romeria's compassion, rescuing Grayson's family from abuse and distributing gold to the elderly, contrasts sharply with Islorian callousness. As Romeria adjusts to life in Islor, Gwendolyn, a caster priestess, identifies unique magical signatures in her aura and reveals a stunning truth. Romeria is a key caster, an extremely rare magic user who can open powerful magical doorways sealed by ancient powers. This explains why Sophie and Malachi selected her to retrieve a sacred stone from the Nymphaeum that could alter the balance of power. Key casters, thought to have vanished entirely, are coveted for their ability to access permanently sealed places, including ancient vaults, forbidden temples, and magical repositories untouched for millennia. Romeria's extraordinary nature manifests in multiple ways. Her blood is lethal to immortals. She can touch raw mirth without corruption, and she defeated a Dachnar demon. A weathered letter in High Priestess Margrethe's desk deepens the mystery. The Princess of Ybaris must survive at all costs, by Malachi's will, suggesting Romeria's arrival was not chance, but a prophesied event orchestrated by the Fate of Fire. Political chaos erupts when noble vampires collapse after feeding on Ybarisan prisoners, poisoned by Romeria's blood. Prince Atticus uses this to denounce Xander for protecting an Ybarisan spy, with Commander Boaz and half the royal guard pledging allegiance to Atticus. Xander and Romeria flee through hidden passages with loyal Elisif and Oberyn. During their escape, Romeria reveals her complete truth. She's from modern-day New York, transported to this world when Sophie stabbed her with Malachi's mystical horn, a revelation that infuriates Xander. They reach a hidden apothecary where Gesine, a powerful caster, confirms this Romeria isn't the princess who vanished from Ybaris. She speaks of prophecies showing Xander and Romeria as crucial to breaking the blood curse. As soldiers approach, Gesine guides them through concealed tunnels toward the Venhorn Mountains, insisting their combined destinies hold the key to ending centuries of bloodshed. Throughout their journey, characters battle against seemingly predetermined destinies, with tension between fate and free will emerging as a central theme. Romeria exemplifies this struggle. Transported unwillingly into a foreign body and world, she shapes her path through crucial choices, saving Annika despite danger, advocating for mistreated humans despite political risks, and revealing her true identity to Xander. Xander similarly fights societal determinism. Born into the highest echelons of a society practicing human subjugation for millennia, he envisions a more equitable future, breaking centuries of sacred precedent by sparing tributary children from ritual execution. The prophecy binding Romeria and Xander presents a paradox. While their union appears predestined, their relationship develops through genuine connection rather than supernatural compulsion. Their bond, forged despite initial hatred, represents choice triumphing within fate's framework. What will you choose when faced with an unwanted destiny? Sometimes the most powerful magic isn't in ancient prophecies, but in the courage to forge your own path, even when the world seems determined to write your story.